Hold on, honey. Hold on, Mama. Love's got a hold on you. That's Alan Jackson, Kick 92 FM. Program 313 for the Ranger and Miss Dumplin.
Please mark this on the calendar.
I will do that.
It's 3 minutes after six. I am right here.
What happened?
I haven't finished my report, but I'll work around it.
Welcome into the morning ride.
Good morning.
77 degrees at the Kick pool and patio with John Barry. Thanks about it all the time. Don't be late for work, John. You can do that when you get home, boy.
Where's his grin? You didn't get him up.
Grab that microphone.
Well, I had to pull it down close. Granny will be coming up at the top of the hour, and I'm going to bone him.
Oh, it's
at
another.
The back of the
it's another dumpling day.
Yes, my hand.
Divine Brown, Joe Mama, continues to make news. Boy, I'll tell you what.
I heard she's giving up prostitution.
What is she going into now?
I don't know. Well, advertising and all that stuff.
Oh, $10,000. $10,000 we can have her right here on the radio program for one day.
And what would she do?
That's what she's doing. That's what she's renting out for now is $10,000 a day.
Using her mouth to something else.
She told an interviewer that her family, before this happened, had no idea what she did for a living. Can you see a big family reunion and all the little kids are there and Mama tells them, come here and give Aunt Divine a big old kiss. You'd see kids scatter like a herd of turtles. Herd of turtles. You've got to be careful on that one, too. Don't get it back. 92 FM. Big on the north side. Jim and Joe. Today's Wednesday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Labor Day had me all screwed up.
That song could have been about Divine Dent.
Yes, it could. I hope she goes ahead and makes something of her life. She's got this golden opportunity to really cash in movie deals, radio, TV deals.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, she'll probably blow it.
You said he did that.
In minutes, we'll be switching out to the home for old broads and checking with Granny on her first update of the brand new day.
Oh, that Granny Bivens is a hot little heifer.
You realize that they claim September is the month when men are most active sexually.
Yeah,
I don't know why, because September's the big month.
I've got a little news story over here on that, too. Also, it says that September is cable TV month, so maybe if men are more sexually active during September, you ought to do something nice for your cable guy this month. Make his day. Never.
The heck this? What? Well?
Oh, golly. We certainly have a good time here, don't we, Joe Mama?
You do.
And how phone?
I have a question for you, Angel.
The register, I mean. What's the question, Joe Mama? Whatever it is, I have the answer.
Well, you know, they've come up with the thing that half an aspirin a day for 20 years can reduce colon cancer by one half.
Yeah, I heard that on the news.
You asked me last night. Who invented aspirin?
Yeah, who did?
I believe it was Bayer.
Bayer?
Bayer.
Bayer. B-A-Y-E-R, not
Bayer.
Bear.
Bear.
Bear's what lives in the woods.
Bear aspirin.
B-A-Y-E-R, Bayer.
Well, Bear.
No, not Bear. Bayer.
Bear aspirin. When y'all go to the store, do you go to the pharmacy and say, I want some Bayer aspirin? Bayer.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Bear.
Okay, who invented it?
Bear, I think.
We're getting nowhere this morning. Got any bear aspirin? My polar bear's got a headache. Sit out, baby. It was where my mama... To the official station of the North Side.
Wait a minute, Ranger.
Jim McGraw.
Don't go away. I have a question. Because I know the Ranger won't know the answer to this, and I'm wondering if you do.
I know the answer to everything.
Okay.
Mama. What is
okay.
The question?
All our lives, we have heard our government referred to as Uncle Sam. Correct?
Correct.
Where did that thing come from? Where did that name come from?
Many years ago, back in the Civil War, the buttons on the coats of the soldiers said S-A-M.
That's true, it did. Oh, God, you didn't tell them. I don't know.
It was the name of the manufacturing company that made the buttons, and it was Sam. What do you think it is? That's true.
And Mr. Mike, what do you think?
He agrees with me. That's right. Never disagree.
Well, then you will always be wrong, Minnie.
All right. Tell us where it came from. That's
in 1816, there was a writer in Troy, New York.
Yeah.
He came up with the nickname Uncle Sam. He was referring to a man named Sam Wilson. He happened to be the owner of a meat packing firm which supplied provisions to soldiers.
It was meat, not buttons. I knew I was close.
And there, now you know something new.
Okay, well, where does Wilson come in?
Well, I happen to be the guy's name.
Oh.
His last name was Wilson, but they referred to him as Uncle Sam because he provided food for the kids.
Okay, kids, now you can go to school and amaze your classmates and your teachers with all that useless information that Joe Mama feeds into your head every day. Well, it was semi-useless. Okay. 93. Oh, I'm just going to play kick forward. You got it. We'll do it again in a minute. You heard me. Buttons on. Here's a story that I guess Granny missed. I haven't been here to talk about it a while ago. From Hancock, Michigan, five people faced charges of disorderly conduct after police were called to the washtub laundromat in the middle of the night. Officers found a nude accordion player naked as a jaybird, and four of his friends were dancing around in their underwear. Police say the fun-loving quintet went to the laundromat to wash their clothes and, quote, have a little fun. The musician told him that he just can't play the accordion unless he is butt-naked.
I hope he keeps that accordion high.
Get ready. You could hit the squishy play on something real
fast.
It
sounds like bagpipe.
Oh, Johnny Tim. Oh, again. Tip on Kick 92 FM, the Ranger and the Dumplin, 20% chance of showers. Joe Mom and Rowdy Rusty sitting out on the picnic table in the park a few minutes ago arguing about if it was sprinkling or not. Rusty said it ain't sprinkling.
Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
That's up. Okay.
It wasn't bird pee.
I know it wasn't bird pee.
You ever shot a monkey?
No, why?
Believe
why
it
would I want to shoot a monkey?
Here in Texas, it is legal.
Yeah, we shot a monkey.
Well, it's amazing. Tonight at 6 o'clock on the CBS News, they're going to be talking about it. The fact that this place down here in Texas that has the Japanese snow monkeys, they have become so overpopulated and so many of them, quite a number of them have escaped into the wilds around them.
Are they white?
No, they're, they turn white in the winter. Down here, I don't know if they do. In Japan, they do. But what's so sad about it is these little monkeys have escaped, okay? It is legal for hunters to go out and shoot them. Shoot little monkeys.
I guess you'd have to go down store and get your monkey license.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, you've got monkey license in here.
I mean, why would you want to shoot a monkey? Are you going to make a have a monkey coat?
Yeah.
Are you going to have a monkey trophy? A monkey head on your wall? Jesus, guys, get real.
Well, like I've always said, Joe Mama, a little monkey never hurt anybody. Why would I want to hurt him?
They claim they bite.
A snapping monkey?
I guess his license is expired, but, geez,
well, there's a grandmother in New York City that's in trouble. She's been fined $50 for allowing her grandson to pee behind a bush. It didn't say if it was George or Barbara, but... And worse than you to... No, I don't. Rick Trevino. Kick 92. They have the MTV Awards last night. It was already on. It was on last night.
Yes.
What was it? Did you see it?
No, but I read about it. Michael Jackson scratched his crotch. Madonna talks nasty. Dennis Miller got bleached twice in the opening introduction.
That was the highlight of the whole night.
That was pretty much the highlight, yeah.
Next year, they're adding three or four different categories. One of the categories that will be added to next year's MTV Awards, they'll give an award out to the best artist formerly known as somebody else. Also, another one goes to the best rap artist currently free on bail. Now, that'll limit that way the heck down, won't it? Also, the best crotch grab by an artist over 40. And the one that will really be the biggie next year, they're going to vote on the best hoodie, as in Hootie and the Blowfish.
I thought maybe you'd be talking to Brian Brown again.
I don't like Hootie and the Blowfish. I just like to say Hootie. As the old Hootie this morning. Or. I'll do Kick 4 again this hour. I've got to wait some more goodies and or slash. Prizes, money, and good stuff like that. Jim W.W. Travis and Joe Mama.
Do you realize that in 1858, on this date, I was really amazed. You know the phrase, you can fool all of the people some of the time, some of the people all the time, but not all the people all the time?
How many times have I said that?
Well, I'm amazed that he said it.
He told Barnum and Bailey.
Oh, it was Abraham Lincoln.
Get out of here. I'm Lincoln said that?
Lincoln, on today's date, in 1858.
I can just see him standing there pulling a hat. Pulling the rabbit out of her hat. You can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time. Well, Mama, you know who Irish singer Sinead O'Connor is, don't you?
Yes.
Old ugly thing that shaves her head bald and tries to look like a guy.
Got pictures of the coat?
Yeah, it looks like a band.
Like
well, she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have a little Sinead O'Connor.
Goes to show that there's somebody to it.
The Irish government has awarded a special bravery medal to the guy who did it.
I don't doubt it.
Somebody had to put him up.
Where's my
how
mother?
Sure it wasn't, right?
Hey, Granny! You coming up next on radio, babe?
Remember how I told you about women are getting even now? Instead of killing their cheating husbands,
what are they doing?
The boyfriend's not. Well, like that one lady who took the nude picture of the guy who was
inflated
at the beach. And
idiot.
Put him on the front of her T-shirt.
Idiot old woman.
Yeah, she got a revenge. Revenge is sweet. There is a lady in Russia that caught her husband. Yeah, she didn't catch him in bed with her or anything, but she knew he was screwing around with this other woman.
Maybe they were sleepy, though.
So she found a condom in his pocket, and so she put pepper, hot pepper, in the condom, rolled it back up, put it back in the package.
I don't want to hear that.
And then that night, she got a call from the emergency room that her husband was at the hospital with a swollen problem.
She said, what's the matter, said I don't know. We can't get him to quit dancing around.
She said his manhood was swollen and inflamed. Way to go, lady.
I thought that's what it was all about to start with.
Don't cut it off, just make it uncomfortable.
Alabama, going on a hometown honeymoon.
Y'all, I need some help on this. Most people watch Seinfeld. That's the number one show, I think. Seinfeld?
Mm-hmm.
The little guy on there who plays George.
Radar, you mean?
That is not Radar
that
O'Reilly.
Is Radar.
That is not Radar O'Reilly.
Well, Mama, obviously it is. He's got a little less hair. He's bald-headed. But that is Radar, the old MASH series.
I don't
think. Oh, sure it is.
Would somebody please let us know?
The number is Big Kick, BIGKICK.
Prove me right.
Call only if you agree with me. Radar O'Reilly Hotline. Ranger speaking.
Your mama's right. His name is Jason Alexander.
Well, he probably changed his name.
Uh-huh.
No, different guy. He's taller. He's got all his fingers.
Your radar had a little messed up little finger, didn't he?
Yes, I never showed his hands on camera.
Well, I know this guy here on Seinfeld, though, he checked into a hospital and had a finger put on.
No.
He did.
I missed that inquirer, I guess.
What? I cannot for the life of me remember. What's Radar O'Reilly's real name?
Gary Berghoff.
That's right, Gary Berghoff.
Yeah, oh, y'all are in cahoots.
And this guy is not me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Doesn't prove anything, don't
it?
Doesn't prove anything. You and that lady just set that up. Kick 92, Garth Brooks.
Morning. Not a lot of things.
I don't know if these people did, which comes in off. But in 1984, are you ready for this?
No.
This man and woman, at the time, it was history's longest kiss. Now, I don't know if it's been broken since then. This is in 84. The couple kissed for 17 days, 10 and a half hours, and then they
without stopping.
And then they celebrated their new record with a kiss. But it makes me wonder what they did and how they go 17 hours without going to the bathroom. That'd be kind of difficult. Well, I have to go pee. Just come along with me.
You always mess it up, don't you? You always have to ask that silly question.
Well, 17 days, Ranger, there's no way. And how do they eat? Now, how do you eat and be kissing at the same time? That's a bit messy.
Go, Mama, go to your room.
Did you see on TV when they showed they was in Virginia, I believe it was, a truckload of chickens overturned all over the highway, they closed the highway down, there was chickens everywhere.
Chickens?
And they showed this one cop, I bet he's going to get in trouble. They're trying to gather up the chickens, and he was chasing his chicken across the road, and then the chicken stopped. Instead of reaching down and picking it up, he kicked it.
Uh-oh.
Like a football,
yeah.
Back across the road. He's going to get in trouble.
He already has. He has been arrested and charged.
You probably worked for Tom Sanders.
He has been arrested and charged.
Yeah,
she should come.
With what? What was he charged with?
Chicken kicking.
What are you in here for, boy?
Chicken kicking.
Chicken kicking. Lady, I have somebody I think you need to call if you're going to have a party. I saw him, what night was it, Friday night?
Friday night, yeah.
He was over at New West.
New West.
New West, and there was this lady.
You have to ask me over the world.
He was having evidently a bachelorette party, and they hired this guy, and he was from Three Ring Circus, and they called him the Amazing Robert.
And he truly was.
He was
even amazed the old ranger.
I was amazed. When I first saw what was happening, I thought it was just somebody, a man and a woman, kind of got a little too much to drink and were overindulging in their love of each other. Come to find out, he was doing a striptease act for this lady. He's amazing.
Get to the amazing part.
He's amazing. He sets his crotch on fire and does backflips across the... This man is amazing. If you ever need somebody to entertain, ladies, this is the man to call. Just don't ask. Make sure you tell him that Joe Mama sent you. I've never believed in birthday parties. I want one, Ranger. I want him.
First thing she said was, get his name, get his phone number.
He's amazing.
He really was. Blackhawk, kid.
Do you realize that a long, 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 long time ago, if you lived in Afghanistan, do you know how you'd get you a woman?
Yeah, no. I'd like to know how to get one here.
Well, maybe you ought to try this. Maybe it would work in modern day over here. You see a woman that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have to go have a little talk with the father first.
Okay.
Okay?
You can do that.
All right? The father gives the okay.
Yeah.
Then you go cut off a lock of her hair.
Okay.
Throw a sheet over her head.
Yeah.
And then loudly announce to the world, she's mine. And you take her home.
Easy enough.
And if she's not pretty, you just leave the sheet where it's at.
Double bags. I'll catch them. Get 92.